This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Angeles, California, the DJV program, at least in part. Jennifer Horn is here. Doug Steffen is here. Victoria is on the East Coast in New Jersey. Kara is in Washington with the baling wire and the chewing gum to keep things working. Keep our fingers crossed. Every day is another exciting opportunity for us to get on the air and yak. I used that term twice this morning. I don't know why that is. Maybe it's just because of the yakety yak, don't talk back that I got out of the, it's very interesting how all of our takes on the debate are so different because, the ladies have been watching these debates from the beginning. I couldn't be bothered because I thought that the people that were in place were not of my liking. And so somebody got involved in it. That is Michael Bloomberg. And I got sort of charged up. And so we all have different takeaways from that experience, as is the case when you know, we all watch the same thing. It's like an accident that happens on the corner of 6th and Main, and 12 people see it, and it's 12 different versions of what happened in the accident. Now, as we look ahead to the March 3rd Democratic primary next week in California, it looks to me like a recipe for disaster, Jennifer. I don't know how you are feeling about it, but they're already having people vote. There are a lot of balloting procedures that are different now. Yesterday I was telling the ladies during the break that I drove by KFI, had a voter registration over at Culver City, the park there, and I was in Culver City, so I was tempted to go over and register to vote just to see if I could. And then if I could, then would I go vote in the primary? I'll be back in Massachusetts next week for the voting of the primary there. And, you know, it's that kind of stuff.
Not early and often.
Yeah, right, exactly. But now, you know, you wonder, not only here in California, because of what happened in Iowa, and kind of to a lesser extent with last Saturday in Nevada, I think there were still some questions about that. But here in California, the mail-in balloting, the early person, in-person
that's
voting.
That's true in every state. You can do the mail-in stuff if you're an absentee. But now they changed it in California. It used to be that you had to go to the poll on election day. Now they're doing like an election week. So I think it starts on Saturday or maybe Friday where you can go to the polls and drop your ballot off, or you can go and vote. And like it used to be, you can register up until election day, which is stupid. But if you, I mean, there should be a cutoff so that they can verify that you're not a weirdo or living in Massachusetts or in Arizona or wherever you say you live. I mean, that's just not, you know.
I can claim.
But in any case, not that that would be anybody here, of course.
No.
But,
no.
But I think what's kind of confusing for people this time around, at least for me, is they were very late in California sending out our sample ballots and our voter guides. And once they arrived, you kind of are just used to looking at the back page to see where you're supposed to go and vote. You used to have one place where your precinct would turn out to vote. Now, there's like 6 different places. It says you can go from the 28th to the 3rd, basically. You can go to these places, and from the 1st to the 3rd, you can go to another set of places, and then on the 3rd, you can go.
It's
confusing. Like, it used to be that they gave you the address of the old guy's garage, and you'd go show up, and you'd go vote in his garage, and that would be the end of it. And then they moved us all into schools, and so then we were going to schools. But now, it's anywhere. It's libraries, it's schools, it's just sort of crazy, and I think it's not what people are used to, and when that happens, that's when you have problems.
Yeah. Will it affect the turnout? Because there are new people who don't know where to vote, they don't know when to vote. They don't know who to vote. If you can, there are attempts around the rest of the country, and this was mentioned in the during the debate. And I don't know how to quite take this because I think a lot of people are voting that ought not to be voting, but I still want to make sure that people who ought to be voting can vote. It's in my own wheelhouse here of discretion. And so when you hear a lot of people being disenfranchised, I'm wondering who that is. Because there are, here in California especially, it's damned corrupt. There are people who have no business voting, have no right to vote, have no, they should be not.
The Secretary of State's being sued right now. Right.
Yeah.
Well, they're being sued right now because the voter rolls are like, there's like 100 or 200,000 people, I can't remember, some really high number of people who are supposed to be taken off the voter rolls because they're dead, or there's like 50 people registered at one single address.
It's so difficult. The voting is like every 2 years. There are people who run, it's their job, their profession, to be in charge of voting, and they still screw it up. How is this possible that this, in Massachusetts, it's ridiculous.
So why would
Florida
that happen?
Also,
the
my
conspiracy
God.
The conspiracy theorist in me says they do it on purpose so that they can win.
I think they do it on purpose.
In their favor, right.
Right. Yeah. Exactly. All right.
It's not, my opinion that it's about the presidential election or anything like that. I think what it's about are these propositions. We have one that's very controversial on the ballot this time. It's actually the only one. It's called Proposition 13. And Proposition 13 has been a brand name for years in the state of California, which protects against the government coming in and really elevating your property taxes. So it's protective of California taxpayers and homeowners. And so they named this one Prop 13 and basically said that it's only to help the schools. Well, they always use the schools and law enforcement as kind of the bribing tool, right? They're the ones that, you know, you have to do this or all the schools are going to crap. Well, all the schools are already going to crap and enrollment is down. Why are we spending more money instead of just appropriately spending the money that's already there? Mm-hmm. And they're limiting it. What they don't tell you is that this is a bond measure where if the voters vote on this, which of course they will, that this bond measure has to be matched with funds by the school for them even to access this. So if they want $1 million, let's say they want $5 million, they actually have to raise $5 million on their own, which means that in every district, they're going to be raising property taxes so that they can pay to get access the money that this bond grants. So it gets you twice. It's really bad.
It's really crooked. It is crooked, crooked, crooked. So that's something in the system as well. Speaking of law enforcement, the story from Florida about the, if you saw the body cam footage from the arrest of this six-year-old girl at an Orlando school, she's a first grader. She was zip-tied, and she was screaming, let me go, let me go, let me go. This is from last year, but it's now the video has just been released, shows the officer tying the girl's wrists and then closing the door of the car, the police car, on her, slams the door on her as she cries to be set free. And I don't know in all this what they were even there doing. Why it was that this girl, a six-year-old girl, some big, bad, tough cop?
Apparently some two kids were fighting or something like that. I don't even know why the police were involved with two kindergartners or first graders or however.
The guy who did it got fired. The police officer got fired. But it just
as he should.
Don't they train these people? What is there about police? I've said this for years and years and years, till I'm tired of saying it. Train them better, pay them better, and have fewer of them. You know, Bernie's all running around telling everybody that the teachers ought to make $60,000 a year minimum. Okay, fine. Then have that same application for police officers. There are a lot of districts in some of these backwater places, the guys that are, and women too, that are police officers, are lucky to make $30,000 a year. You can't live on $30,000 a year, so what do you expect these guys to do? They get corrupt. Same thing as, it baffles me. We have our values are so cockamamie, screwed up. Pay teachers. Well, you want good teachers? Pay them. You want good police? Pay them. Instead of screwing around with this stuff, you get these morons that do this stupid stuff and train the people that you want to be. You want to have somebody trust them, then they got to have a reason to trust them. You don't trust them just because they got a uniform on. And so it's very frustrating to see this kind of stuff go on, and there are so many examples of it. But anyway, this guy was suing the police officer, sued the city, and so the trial went on, and they had video of what he did, so hello, see you later, pal. I don't know, I find it very, it's very frustrating. There's something else that's frustrating. What's going on with your immune system? We talk about the coronavirus. Dr. Jack Stockwell in the most recent Good Day Health podcast that features him talks about the way sugar stunts your immune system. So I've really cut back. After listening to talking about this stuff, I'm way less ice cream and stuff like that because this is not good. I want to have a strong immune system because you better be prepared to fight off the coronavirus or whatever else is floating around. So, Jack, if you want to get the information, listen to our latest. A lot of conversation this about the coronavirus as well. Take good care of yourself. Find out how you can do that. Listen to the Good Day Health podcast at gooddayhealthshow.com. As you know, a smile is worth a thousand words. So if you want to make a lasting impression with your best smile, perhaps you'll want to make sure your teeth look better than ever. In just 5 minutes, you can be on your way to a brighter, whiter smile thanks to Power Swabs. Power Swabs, the most advanced teeth whitening system. This is an amazing system, all natural. You just have to swab your teeth, and then you go. The ingredients in Power Swabs remove deep stains from your teeth, and they also help to rehydrate your enamel. So if you've got sensitive teeth, call 800-208-1797. Power Swabs, in just the first use, you'll increase the whiteness quotient on your teeth by twice. Call 800-208-1797. Start using Power Swabs today. 800-208-1797. The best deal is using the DJB code. You'll save 40%, 10 bucks, and then you get free shipping. Get the best smile, 800-208-1797.
Hey guys, it's Mock and Daisy from the Chicks on the Right. We are bringing Common Sense back in podcast form.
It's the Mock and Daisy Common Sense Cast.
Each week, we delve into the topics that get people riled up the most.
From parenting and our families to the dangers of political correctness, gun rights, and even sex robots.
Nothing is off limit.
We're just two moms, unfiltered, telling it like it is.
Find out more by going to our website, chicksontheright.com, or start listening to the Mock and Daisy Common Sense Cast on your favorite podcast app.
Don't forget to subscribe, download, and leave us a review.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and I'm here to tell you about my brand new product for MyPillow. Just like all of you out there, I had problems with bath towels. They just don't seem to dry you anymore. They feel soft and lotiony in the stores, but you get them home and they don't absorb. Well, I found out that around 2006, towels changed forever. They started importing them and adding softeners and other things to the cotton that made them feel good, but they didn't work. Well, I found the best towel company right here in the USA. They have proprietary technology so that I was able to create towels that feel soft but actually work. They're all made with USA cotton, and they come with my 60-day money-back guarantee.
And now you can go to MyPillow.com, click on the new Radio Listener Special, and get 30% off amazing new towels that they have at MyPillow.com. Yep, go to MyPillow.com, use the promo code DJV.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
Yep, here we are with a focus on Purdue Pharma. The thugs of the drug world, they make OxyContin. They have launched an ad campaign telling you how to file claims if you've been harmed by OxyContin. So how many jillion million people are going to do this, one wonders. $24 million they're spending on online ads, mostly pointing to a website where you can make a claim. The ads are going to be on TV as well and here on the radio. Some other platforms. Purdue filed for bankruptcy protection last fall, and that stopped the lawsuits while the company tried to build support for their settlement. They've set aside $10 billion in the bankruptcy courts for this stuff. So I just stopped making it. Okay? They're still making this stuff. Right? And it isn't. I don't think it's just Purdue Pharma. I think it's other outfits that are still making this stuff.
Well, opioids are still being made. OxyContin is their brand.
Yeah,
you know, so,
that's what I mean. Yeah. I mean,
but it is still being produced. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's just hopefully not being prescribed nearly as much.
Yeah. No, that's where CBD oil comes in and other stuff in that wheelhouse. 21 after the hour.
Maybe not today. Maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive.
Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps. The ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
No. God only knows what you've been through. God only knows what they say about you. But God only knows the real you. They're the kind of love that God only knows.
23 and change after music time in this hour. This is the group King & Country. They have announced tour dates heading out on the road this summer. It's a Christian duo announcing on Twitter that their summer nights tour will kick off in July in Kansas City, wrap up in August in Corbin, Kentucky. So who knows about this group, Christian?
I know
singers,
them because
Christian
of Dolly
Radio.
Parton. Yeah, they've crossed over into country for sure. I think they were at the CMAs. I think they performed there with Dolly. They did a remix with her, and it's I think it went to like number one or something on the various charts.
What's the song?
God only knows. This is not the remix with Dolly, but there's another. This song they redid with Dolly singing, and it made it a lot better.
Got it.
Dolly has a,
wait a minute.
Dolly can do.
We were talking about this before, and I wanted to know if we could compare their version of God Only Knows to the Beach Boys song with the same title.
You always want to do that with the songs that have the same title.
I know.
Totally.
And the response was the same then as it is now. What? What do you want to do? Why do you want to do that? I don't know.
If we compare every song that has the same name, I think we'll be shocked to find out that none of them sound the same.
Well, once in a while you might find one or two that does. But let's crank this up a little bit. I want to hear a little more of it. Please care. That's Dolly, yeah?
Yeah, that's her best.
So, what do we think?
God only knows where to find you. God only knows how to break through. God only knows.
So, this could be on a Christian music station. This song.
It is. Sure. It's on both. It's Christian and country.
Okay, I kind of like it.
But Dolly makes everything better.
Doesn't she? Yes, she sure does. Tickets on sale now for their tour, as I said, starting in just about a month and a half or so. They're going to do 12 dates. They'll probably get a crowd. band's website. It's got to be kingandcountry.com, I'm going to guess, yeah?
Mm-hmm. For King and Country is the name of the band, yeah.
For King and Country, okay. All right, sounds, I think that's, there's a certain appeal to that, frankly. Next up, musically here in this portion of the hour, is a focus on Lady Antebellum, releasing the second single off their newest album. It's called Ocean. First single, called What If I Never Get Over You, reached number one on the country airplay list in January. Group says the new single, What I'm Leaving For, felt like an appropriate follow-up to that tune. It's a song about separating from the family for work that's likely to peak while the band is in the middle of their 40-date Ocean 2020 tour with Jake Owen and Maddie and Tay. The emotions of the song likely make it difficult to sing. Well, let's hear some of this, Karen. You know, what strikes me, and this is, Victoria is always glad to point out it's a generational thing. I have, when I'm listening, if I'm listening to Sirius, so there's an oldie station here in L.A. that I listen to, and I'm, the windows are down in the car, and I'm in a, you know, great place, I'll sing along with all this stuff. And I don't know how, with the songs of today, to sing along with the songs of today. Because that, yeah, listen to Victoria.
It's just because you don't know the songs as much. But, like, I was driving this morning and singing along to everything I listened to. So
really?
The singing to songs is not generational. Everyone does that.
Yeah.
But, yeah, it just depends what songs you pick to do it to.
Yeah. All right,
I mean, this is not a sing-along kind of song. This is
no,
the counter of a ballad, but, you know.
Yeah, right. All right.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you, too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him... It's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this. But you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-377-1456. 800-377-1456. That's 800-377-1456. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The latest Democratic presidential debate was held in Charleston, South Carolina last night, and the major candidates took the gloves off as businessman Tom Steyer was trying hard to set himself apart from Bernie Sanders and Michael Bloomberg, two of the front-running hopefuls.
We are looking at a party that has decided that we're either going to support someone who's a Democratic socialist or somebody who has a long history of being a Republican.
Candidate Michael Bloomberg continuing a common theme lately when he was urging folks not to make Bernie Sanders the nominee, lest they want to get Donald Trump reelected, and more.
And Donald Trump and the House and the Senate and some of the state houses will all go red, and then between gerrymandering and appointing judges for the next 20 or 30 years, we're going to live with this catastrophe.
This is USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
Hypertension runs in my family, unfortunately. I started having problems a number of years ago, and I had heard the commercials a number of times, and I personally do not like the idea of being on medication. Even though I'm a physician, you would think, you know, that's our thing, but we just don't like it. So I figured, you know, I'll start the product, and I did, and I got to tell you, it does help. By the grace of God and that product, you know, my labs come back really good all the time, right on the money. I used to always have, like, cold toes in the wintertime, and I used to love going down to Florida for my medical conferences. But since I've been taking the product regularly, I don't have that problem anymore. You got a great product there, Don, and I just wanted to tell you how appreciative I am. Thank you so much.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
After the hour, improving your day the DJV way. Doug, Stephan, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Tara Schillen at the controls, holding on to dear life. And the fact that the Kara does as good a job as she does, she's a better person for it. Imagine the grit. There's a little technical stuff. That's why I'm having this conversation. We're laughing about it. Sometimes we laugh about it. Sometimes we curse about it. Some of the stuff that goes on, because there are some complications that happen just because of the world, the reality of technology today. And we say to ourselves, okay, it'll be better tomorrow. It's going to be all set. You'll be fine, Kara. We'll all be fine on the morrow. So that's the position. That's my, what is it? What's that expression? That's my point of view and I'm sticking to it. Or that's my story and I'm sticking to it. That's our story.
That's my story.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right. Speaking of stories, I love when the ladies get snarky off the air, so we're going to talk about this on the air. Your prescription for fixing the way Mayor Pete looks. The hair. Victoria is hysterical. She actually has such a great sense of humor. So how did you describe his suit? Again, let's have the suit description.
Okay. I like Mayor Pete, so I'm just going to start by saying that. I think he's very intelligent. I really like him a lot. Yeah. Something has got to happen with that hair. He needs some product in the hair. And I understand Kara made a really good point. He's probably trying not to look too metrosexual. I don't think he does look metro probably in his real life anyway. But he's very, you know, no, apologies in advance. He's very, like, Indiana. And so I'd like to, like, you know, like Jen said, she'd like to zhuzh him up a little bit. Whenever you see him at a rally, he has the same shoes. They look like they need a polish. The same pants. The same white shirt. The same blue tie. Sleeves rolled up. And I said when he's not on the debate stage, he looks like he's a Division III basketball coach. The tie's kind of loose. He's a little exasperated. Not a lot of funding for the team. You know, you can just see, like, that's just sort of the way he presents to me. And I think a little bit of a makeover would be a good thing. I need Elizabeth Warren to change up that outfit, please.
Yeah, the outfit is the same all the time. And this jacket, not as cute as last week's. Like, the red is just kind of boring. Yeah, and Amy Klobuchar's same dress. I know they want to all look accessible. That's the thing, is they're all trying to look like they don't have that much money, except for Bloomberg, who just doesn't care. Bloomberg's like, okay, I got my fitted suit. I'm ready to go. But Bloomberg, it's funny. Joe looks good.
Yeah, Joe looks good.
Joe is wearing expensive suits, too. Yeah.
Joe always looks very on point. And I give his wife credit for that, too.
And Bernie looks like he sleeps in his suit.
Yeah. But of all of them, I think Joe looks the most presidential.
Yeah, he does. Oh, absolutely. Yep, absolutely. So that's one part of the snark.
Whatever that means. I can't stand what people say.
Bloomberg's suits are probably expensive, but I don't love the, like, I'm all about tailoring. I don't like the cut. It's very, like, late 90s to me, and that's probably when he bought the suits. You know, he's got a cuff on the bottom of the pant. That
so
bugs
why?
Me.
Wait
cuffs
a
are, cuffs are so far
Wait
out.
Wait a minute here.
Yeah.
Cuffs
just
are
a second.
Way far out. He's still rocking, like, the slip-on loafer. Like, he's very 1999. And he's partying like
look.
It is 1999. So
I have the same look. I have my suits and my
well, maybe, I don't know. I've never seen you in a suit, so maybe your suits do look dated.
But
I don't know.
That's the hidden lead there. The buried lead is that Doug has suits that he wears.
Huh. Yeah, I've never
no,
seen
I don't.
Him in one.
But I might wear one because Kara wants me to sign up for the new television dating show for seniors.
Yeah, The Bachelor.
Yeah, it was really fun. I was watching The Bachelor on Monday, and at the end they always have ads between, you know, if you want to be on the next season of The Bachelor. And this one was now casting seniors looking for love. So if you're 65 and older, then I guess they're going to have a new TV show for you.
Stop, you would be perfect.
You,
I think you got to do it. You're very photogenic. Like, you're perfect for this. You've got a super interesting career. I mean, unless they just want, like, some, like, Joe Schmo. But I think that you would be great for
Joe
this.
Schmo, I'm not. No,
right.
Joe Schmo, I'm not. But the picture we were, this is another thing. Some people saw this on my personal Facebook page, facebook.com/DougStefan. I had a picture that was taken. Bob Kay, who was my boss at KBC when I came there in the early 90s, they had some photos taken of me for promotional purposes. And my sister, of all people, found it over the weekend and she sent it to me. So I haven't seen that picture for ages. So I put it up.
Well,
I just posted it for
fun. You can't use that to submit to the new Bachelor show.
No, not going to. Because it looks like, I agree with you, my hair, that's my hair. And it looked like I was wearing a piece. It was awful. My hair was terrible there. I posted it because I thought it was a riot. And some of the people, including a couple of women that I used to date, had some things to say about it that I thought were kind of interesting. But it was, you know, it was just kind of for fun. Maybe, I don't know, it might be fun, Carrie. It might be something that would just be fun to see.
Yeah, if you got an extra 5 minutes, just fill out the, it's like 65 questions you have to fill out.
So behind the scenes, they're all encouraging me to be on this dating site, and I don't want
to
put myself out there.
You said send your name in. And
obviously, how can you be on TV then?
In that circumstance, it would probably work a little bit to my advantage. The scandal over college admissions has gotten another page or another chapter written for somebody that wasn't at least out front until now. Victoria, who is this person and what is going on now as this thing continues to explode?
Yeah, Michelle, I don't know if it's Janavs or Janavs. She is, her family created Hot Pockets. And so anyone with a microwave knows what a Hot Pocket is.
Is there nothing sacred?
I know, right?
No.
She is now in hot water with her Hot Pockets because she is being sentenced, she's being sentenced to 5 months in prison for agreeing to pay bribes of $300,000 to get her two daughters into universities. So she is from Newport Coast, California. She admitted that she paid $100,000 to have someone cheat on her daughter's ACT exams. Then she paid $200,000 to have her older daughter falsely tagged as a beach volleyball recruit to get her into the University of Southern
California.
These kids
going to grow up to be the most lying, just awful human beings because of their parents. I mean, it's the you're going to be like your parents are. So they set this stage for you and lie and cheat and do horrible. What do you think that what is that human being going to be like as an adult? Same thing, lying, cheating. Ugh.
Yep. My God. And this is, of course, part of the larger admissions scandal that masterminded by Rick Singer. He was a college consultant, and so all these wealthy parents paid him hundreds of thousands of dollars. He's been in custody for a long time now because he started turning on, essentially to lower his own sentence, he started turning on these parents and recorded some of them. That's how Felicity Huffman got busted. And Lori Loughlin and her husband, they're still in, they haven't gone to trial yet, but they also got caught on a recorded phone call. They didn't know that Rick Singer was already working with the FBI, so it added an extra twist to the Lifetime movie that will become this whole story. So... So this Michelle Janov's Hot Pocket lady, she is the 15th parent to be sentenced now. And so beyond the 5 months in jail, she'll have 200 hours of community service. She has to pay a $250,000 fine. And then she has 2 years of supervised release as well. But again, this is not great news for Lori Loughlin and her husband because they're the ones who pleaded not guilty. They're trying to avoid jail time at all costs. This woman now has 5 months to deal with. Lori Loughlin, if they lose their case, they could end up with, you know, years in jail. So the stakes are higher for them.
There you go. Crime doesn't pay. Sometimes it does, but in this case it doesn't. Speaking of crime, Weinstein and the aftermath of all of that. I heard a lot more conversation, Jennifer, yesterday here on a couple of the talk radio, local talk radio shows about what happens to Weinstein now that he has been sentenced in New York. And
now it's more likely he's going to get in trouble in L.A., too, because he comes here next. So Gloria Allred was all over the scene yesterday. She was on The View.
Of course she was.
And she was on George Stephanopoulos, basically saying that this makes it more likely for him to get convicted in Los Angeles as well. And many people are saying that this was a needed thing for the justice system. Ronan Farrow was out talking about how this was something that really had to happen to change the way we prosecute these crimes. And did you hear about Bill Cosby?
Mm-mm. No. What is it?
Why don't these people just stop talking? I mean,
oh boy.
I don't understand. I don't understand why they stop talking.
His people?
His
family?
He's trying to get, his spokesperson. He's trying to get a new trial. He's trying to fight his conviction. Focus on that. His spokesperson came out yesterday and said that the Harvey Weinstein verdict was a dark day for the justice system. So,
really? Hello, clueless.
I just don't know why you don't just stop. You don't have to say anything.
No, amazing. TurboTax is owned by Intuit. You hear the ads all the time. They have reached a deal to acquire Credit Karma, which is, as far as I know, one of the biggest competitors, right? Another deal where you take the competitor out by buying them instead of trying to do it better.
Well, Credit Karma is a free credit monitoring site along with...
They paid $7 billion, Victoria,
for
this thing. What's so valuable about Credit Karma? What does it do that makes it worth $7 billion?
Well, number one, it's very popular, and they have a lot of users. I'm a user myself. So it's free credit monitoring. It's whenever your credit score changes, it sends you an alert. So if something is fraudulent on your reports, you can know right away. Credit Karma will help you try to remedy that. So there are a lot of wonderful services, credit consolidation, again, they recommend certain credit cards based on your score. If you are trying to save for a mortgage or whatever, they'll help you restructure your finances. So I think Credit Karma, it's a much better business than TurboTax.
If it's a free service, they have ads all over the website? Is that how they make money?
They have ads. I don't know how they make money, but obviously it's worth $7 billion, so.
By the way, for those of you who are scratching your head, wait a minute, what do I know about TurboTax from last year? Intuit's been under scrutiny. Remember the investigation revealing that they had deliberately made it difficult for people to file their tax returns free under the IRS Free File program.
Paying for stuff that they didn't need.
Right, exactly. Time for us to focus on you, your family, the food, the American Family Farmer Show that's on every week. The podcast is, at the moment, the focus on grass-fed beef, other things that are important as we get close to the planting season. What's your food going to be like this year? The natural food community is expanding. A lot of people are much more conscious about what they're eating and where it's coming from, which is a hip, hip hooray as far as I'm concerned. So if you want to hear the weekly podcast and the show itself, focus this week, if you're looking for the title to follow and to cue in, this week's is Going Beyond Grass-Fed. That's the subject matter. Podcast at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com.
I am doing it all, the water, the fiber, the exercise, but I still have constipation with belly pain, straining, and bloating that keep coming back. My doctor said that I may have a chronic medical condition called irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C.
Linzess, linaclotide, is a prescription medication that treats adults with IBS with constipation. Linzess helps relieve belly pain and lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements. Individual results may vary. Do not give to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. Talk to your doctor and learn more at Linzess.com. That's LINZESS.com. Or call 1-800-LINZESS.
Sponsored by Allergan Pharmaceuticals and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Hey guys, it's Mock and Daisy from the Chicks on the Right. We have a brand new podcast, Mock and Daisy's Common Sense Cast. Every week we talk about the issues that matter to us and matter to you too. Everything from parenting and our families to the dangers of social media and the ridiculous trends it's created, like gender reveal parties and promposals. It's a little bit of everything, because if we really want to make America great again, we need to start in our own homes. Find out more by going to our website, chicksontheright.com, or start listening on the Apple Podcast app or your favorite podcasting platform.
We have a focus on you and your health, your weight. How are you feeling about your body? And Elizabeth Miller is here with us from Calitrin. Great place to go for information and for help. So if you have questions, you have people there that will chat with folks who want to know more about what Calitrin is all about. Yes?
Yes, sir. If you go to the website, toploss.com, you can chat with us online. There's also the phone number, 1-800-325-4366. And you can also see how we've been helping customers lose weight safely for over 20 years. This is what healthy weight loss looks like when your body is burning off those fats and sugars the way that it did when you were younger. So that's why you feel good while you're taking it. That's why it's good for you. This is really a health supplement that just turns your body back into that fat-burning machine.
Feel good about yourself. Lose that weight at Calitrin.com or toploss.com. Use the discount code DJV.
It can be difficult to notice that your brain may not be functioning as well as it used to. The signs of aging can be subtle. But now it's easy to do something about it. Help your brain with Prevagen. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
The Cabo Tea Club's original pure Pauti Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on, so it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Cabo Tea Club's original pure Pauti Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Cabo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
What's in store this week at your local Staples?
A front row seat to savings.
All month long at Staples, you can save up to 40% on select chairs.
Executive or desk chairs for the office.
Right now, up to 40% off.
And gaming chairs for your home.
Also up to 40% off.
So whether you're outfitting your home, your office, or your home office,
take a seat and save big all month long at Staples.
Where there's a whole lot more in store.
Ends 2/29/20 while supplies last.
This is what Flo from Progressive sounds like in one of our many hilarious commercials.
You and basic motorcycle policies start at just $75 a year. I know, right? Do you think I say I know right too often? I do. I know, right? I have to stop dying. I know.
And this is what that same commercial sounds like on your motorcycle.
I know.
Yeah, even our commercials are better on a bike. Progressive keeps you on yours. Get a quote in as little as 3 minutes at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Annual premium for basic liability policy not available in all states.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Favorite moments in the week is our visitation with the crackpot of the pet world. I say that lovingly because you just had a quack there. Maybe you're not the crackpot, you're the quack pot of the pet world. Warren Eckstein, who hosts the pet show, fabulous way for you to find out how to take care of your pet. Listen to other people's stories. Warren has so many of his own. That's what I like when I listen. When I'm here, I get a charge out of every Saturday when you're on. I turn on KRLA and I listen to you and the people that call, some of the people are just hysterical. And the way you you respond to them is equally hysterical because you're a straight-faced guy. I mean, I can see your facial expressions. You know, you're taking, oh, yeah, okay, what do we do when we only have a four, a dog with three paws? And you pause for a moment and take it all in. All right, so anyway, we missed, Warren, National Love Your Pet Day, which was last week. How we did that, I don't know. But the survey shows that most, I think, of the world has decided that dogs are the best pets. I don't know whether you would argue with that or not. Do you talk about that on your program, National Pet?
I do. You know, it depends on the individual. But, you know, every day is Love Your Pet. There's so many days.
Exactly.
I can't keep up with National Watermelon Day the other day. It was National This Day, National Dog Day, National Bird. Every day is Love Your Pet Day. That's the way I look at it.
Yep.
In terms of what's the best pet, I get that question a lot. I really don't have an answer. It depends on you. It depends on the individual. Some people are more kind of want to stay home and kind of hang out with their pet, and they might be more cat-like, and other people want to go running and jogging, and some may be more dog-like. Some people like to have conversations. Maybe they should get them a call. So it all depends on what your preferences are. I don't think there is a specific animal that's a favorite animal, although there are more dogs. There are more dogs. Actually, there are more dog homes in the United States than there are cat homes, but there are more cats because cat people have multiple cats versus dog people usually have one or two.
All right, so I was watching the debate, and I was trying to figure out, looking at the people there, what kind of pets they had. What would be an appropriate pet for Bloomberg or Mayor Pete or Elizabeth Warren? Or just who? What's? I'm more interested in Bernie Sanders, whether the dog would look like him or not. You ever think about that?
Yeah, dogs do. Absolutely, dogs look like the people. I mean, I've said that for years, and I've proven it with photos. Dogs look because of the personalities. And, you know, it's interesting. I don't know if politicians should have pets. You know, they're not honest enough. You know, and one of the reasons, I was asked this just the other day, one of the reasons I work with animals is because there's no facade. A dog's not going to buy you a drink and call you an SOB when you leave the bar. He'll call you an SOB right up front. So it's that honesty that I really appreciate. And I've yet to find politicians with that same honesty. So I say the best pet for politicians, Madagascar hissing cockroaches.
Cockroaches. Well, there we go.
Not just any cockroach. The giant slogan. Madagascar hissing cockroach. That's what they should have.
All right. So also, one of the things that I would like to highlight because of your service, one of the things, Warren has created a formula for cats and dogs, a vitamin mineral supplement called Hugs and Kisses. And it is fabulous. Actually, I haven't had any. I don't know if I ever had any for Daisy. I think I did maybe when we first got her. But she probably needs some more. You can find them at thepetshow.com or hugsandkisses.com. This is the most fabulous way to keep your animal, your cat, your dog tuned up. And then know that Warren has a foundation that he set up with the proceeds from Hugs and Kisses to do what specifically? Because you've done so many different things with this. You, as soon as the money comes in, I know you spend it. So what's the typical way that you spend money? I think we like to highlight this a couple of times a year, and I think it's appropriate for us to talk about what you do with the Hugs and Kisses loot.
Well, first of all, I told you my logo is to be the poorest humane society in the country simply based on the fact that when a dollar comes in, it has to go out, because if there's a dollar in the bank and there's a dog or cat suffering, I'm not doing my job. So what we do, the Hugs and Kisses Animal Fund is basically raising money for the small mom and pops that you've never heard of that do the bulk of rescue work across the country. As of now, we have donated to rescues and humane organizations in 49 states. So that's a pretty good record. But it's not big money. It's not like, you know, we're raising $100,000, maybe $500 for this group or $500 for that group, but we help the small groups that really need the help. And it's the Hugs and Kisses Animal Fund. You can go there, you can read all about it, and good organization helping the small mom and pops all across the U.S.
And if your dog or cat has digestive issues, they ought to be on Hugs and Kisses, frankly. You're understanding your dog's system is one thing, making it run well as you want to make yours run well. The key to that is Hugs and Kisses. Find them at hugsandkisses.com. Warren Eckstein on the DJV Show at 59 after the hour.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.